to make sure we have the availability there.
Thank you for holding. Is this Scott?
Yes.
Hi, Scott. My name is John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Okay.
Okay.
In there.
Hey, we woke up on the right side of the dirt today, so got to be grateful.
The dirt. now it's the ice.
Yeah, no, seriously. Right side of the ice.
Okay.
Yep. As long as it's not the right side of the flames, we're good.
Oh, yeah. We don't need that. We'll need that in the cold.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over the pricing for some specific areas that you wanted to target. She gave me Allentown and a couple of
I'm getting
others.
I was sick before, so I'm just taking what people are calling me for. But I don't mind doing one job a day. I think, or maybe two if it's not real big.
Well, we'll get you the calls, and then you got to cherry pick what you want out of it, you know? The idea there
is to
make sure you're getting the phone
calls
for the opportunities.
Yeah, there's a lot of scammers out here. Yeah.
And locksmith, that's why we want somebody that's trustworthy. You know, locksmith is a
dangerous
category.
I have all the police. I'm a 32nd degree Mason. The Masons are like the ones that built the world, right? I'm up to the top. I'm at the top. 33 is the highest. But it's all over the city, the whole police station, you know, whole city hall, lawyers, everybody logs there.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of lawyers,
mm-hmm.
when they call me. But it doesn't matter. It depends what area you're in. They just use me because they used me before.
Right. And that's what we want to do is expose you to the people who don't know about you yet but are on Google looking for your services.
Well, I'm sure they heard about me. That's what I hear everywhere when somebody's calling me.
Yeah. I mean, you have a great reputation. You know, we just want to put it up there in front of people. It's not like we're selling them for you. We're just taking your reputation, putting it in front of the people who are looking for your services. And letting that do the work for you, you know, get you the phone calls, and you could take it from there.
Yeah, I'm with Google Local Services now. I don't pay anything. Maybe a little bit. Well, I got Sue from, she used to be with Dex Media. She was Thrive now, but she does it for free. But I still have to pay for what I need outside. So how much would it cost per zip code?
Well, for the areas that Tara requested, I can get a package approved for you with a discounted pricing structure at $199. So you'd be looking at a dollar less. Yeah, $199 per month to month. No long-term contract. And we're building the .com for you, too. We're including that in your package. So usually getting a website built by itself is going to run you more than that. But we're including that at no extra cost.
Sometimes you don't really need a website.
Yeah, that's true. You know, the major benefit to you in this conversation is the position on the first page of Google. You know, that's what everybody uses nowadays when they're looking for
a lot. Everybody's going to be ahead. Somebody's going to pay a lot of money to be up there.
Right.
And charge a lot to go out. See how about...
Well, the guys that are up there now are paying double what I just quoted you. So I'm offering it to you at half price. And, you know, like I said, if I'm locked out somewhere and I need your services, odds are my phone's still in my pocket and I'll be able to Google for a locksmith to help me out.
I don't do lockouts or cars anymore.
No, I mean, even properties, I'm saying. Garage doors, anything like that in the locksmith
category. Oh, fixing those and this. Yeah, I do all that stuff.
Yeah, those are all things where, in those situations, if they want to get a hold of somebody right away, the quickest way would be to pull out their smartphone, right? And Google is the primary search engine on all the iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're basically putting you right in the pocket of the customer at the moment that they need your services. And that convenience
is what
makes it
profitable. Yeah, people do get that, but I go and fix it. But I'm not going to be there to open it right up for them. See, I don't do that to work.
I hear you.
Work for all the sheriff's departments everywhere, and
Yeah, I'm using that as an example, though, Scott. Like,
yeah,
we
okay.
List you, we list you for 15 different keyword terms or services at a time in your industry. So we could be very specific about what we list you for, so that way we can make sure that the calls that you're getting from the customers are qualified customers. But I was just using that as an example to show
okay.
the convenience.
Okay, I understand.
Right?
So I fix a lot of things, which nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just good at that. I invented the clear plastic lock before. I had to sell the idea because Fred Jamil died, so I built backup, and they made $8 billion on it in 9 years. There's a lot of stuff I come up with.
Yeah.
I invented the clear the plastic lock. Well, there's a lot of stuff, doctor stuff.
Yeah, I believe it. It says that you started business in 1994. I was born in 1991, so you're talking to a 30-year-old man here. I'm a baby to you.
Oh, not that age.
Yeah.
But I was older. We had we installed all the Sun Studio tanning salons before that. I think five of those big ones with nail salons each one.
Right.
We owned two gyms. Except my brothers are unsellable. Everybody that bought it went out of business. They don't know how to run a business. They've spent the money right away. But then I said I want to take locksmithing up. So that's how I started, and I just lucked out because I'm a 32nd degree Mason, and I have all the Greeks, so I know everybody. So that's how I got in with this guy.
Right.
And it just worked out perfect. He put me through the butcher end, and then taught me how to get all cut up. And then from there on, I just like it.
Right.
I was doing places everywhere. Well, when he gave me a job, it was like 7 deadbolts. We were getting like 10 jobs a day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's not uncommon.
There's
those
scammers here.
Yeah, exactly. You want to watch out for those guys. But it's not uncommon that you can get that kind of volume being on the first page of the Google search results. You know, that, like I said, that's what everybody uses nowadays. So by us putting you
out
there, that's what it is. You know, it's basically word of mouth without actually word of mouth, you know. I mean, if a lot of times when somebody needs your services, they might not have their buddies around to ask for help, so that's when they go to Google. You know, that's why Google's been so successful in helping people find what they're looking for, you know, is that convenient to them. So, you know, putting yourself up there is really going to open the doors for a lot of opportunity, and that opportunity is going to yield a higher return on investment than what you're spending on it, and that's how we get our customers to continue to come back each month. Obviously, if you spend a dollar and you make $10 back, you're not going to have a problem spending that dollar again. So that's our approach, business-wise.
So what's the lowest price walk? Could you start out lower when you first start?
I mean, if I went to the bare bottom package without cutting corners, remember, I got to still cover the areas that you're looking to cover here on this map.
Right.
I can reduce the cost by down to $149. On a month-to-month basis. That's the bare bones minimum. I mean, you got to remember
What do you get with that?
So that'll cover you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases, and then it'll cover up to a 30-mile radius from the business. So that way you're not driving out too far. But a 30-mile radius, I mean, you know, obviously even if you're cherry-picking the jobs, there was 1,812 searches in the locksmith category. Now, I know your niche about what you're going to take on, but let's just say, worst-case scenario, you're actually only able to capitalize on 1% of the traffic that's out there. You know, that's still 18. That's a new job every day, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so it'll make sense for you, return on investment.
Well, I didn't even think of that. What I'm thinking, because there's so many people that moved here.
Yeah, there is.
It's like, you can't drive half the time. You're stuck here in traffic. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We could shrink the service area, too. I was just saying, on the more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to have each month. And we want to make sure we're getting you as many opportunities as we can if we're going to, obviously get you to come back each month. You got to make some good money. So, obviously, I want to cover as much ground as possible. But if you're saying, hey, I only want to go 15 to 20, you know, we can customize the campaign so that you're only showing up in the areas that you want to show up in and only showing up for the services that you want to show up for. So So that way your calls are always qualified customers. We don't want to waste your time or the customer's time having a conversation that's not going to benefit either of you, you know?
Right. I know these two locksmiths are at the top 24/7 and a guy from New York that just moved here.
Yep.
His dad has money, he's paying his bills. And,
if you're new to the area, that's almost an essential thing to get yourself up there if you plan on doing anything, especially nowadays.
He's guaranteed already. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll get you there. It takes about 3 months.
Well, I don't want to do that many. That's for opening cars and making keys. I'll do the 1940s and up, but that's about it. I was so busy just doing cars. Everybody came to me. It was doing the cheaper. I'm a fair guy. I get them out there. Okay. So that's your smallest one, $150.
Yeah, $149 is the lowest that we have. You know, the guys that are up there now are paying almost $400. So for me to give you that price,
those guys
are
paying more than that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the more ground you cover, the more expensive the campaign is. There's companies out there that have $1 million a month Google campaigns. Home Advisor, for example, they have a...
I'm on there.
I know you are. And they spend $6 million a month on Google ads to do this all over the country. And then they're just reselling you the leads they're getting from it. When, like I said, if you sign up with us today, you'll be up there on your own. The customers can actually call you directly rather than you paying for every single lead that's being sent to you and having to call them back. Because HomeAdvisor's selling those leads to like five of you, and then only one of you gets the job, and they're charging all of you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're really right there, man. I can't believe how good you tell it right out, because nobody's ever talked the way you talked before. They wouldn't even tell stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't a conversation about you spending more money, Scott. I mean, my goal is to show you what we can do here and then ultimately save you money. You'll probably wind up canceling with that system once you're getting a consistent flow of business through this Google listing.
Well, let's try the $149 one for a little bit, because I'm just going back out there.
Yeah, you'll love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with what you have now, this will be nice for you. So I got to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for your business. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
What did you call, 610-481?
No, I had the 484-788-1153.
That's my whole cell phone number.
Okay.
I usually forward it on my phones to other numbers.
Okay. What did you want the customers to see?
Well, my home phone number is 610-481, but maybe I'll shut that down one day. So I'll still have the 484-788-1153. This is my flip phone. That's the best one I could use.
Yeah, if you're going to be out in the field, then, you know, that's probably the best route to go. And then...
Everybody's buying them. I can't believe all the locksmiths that are buying them the same one I have.
Well,
because when you drop it, it don't break.
Yeah, exactly. No, those flip phones come in handy. I actually have a flip phone too as a work phone, and it's pretty convenient because I had a smartphone before, a different one is my work phone, and my son, he's like 9 months old, so he just slobbers all over it, and the thing broke.
Oh, you don't know what it is yet.
So I thought
he was working with it already.
No. He's slobbering on the flip phone, and that thing won't break. It's like it's waterproof, bulletproof.
Yeah, mine is too.
Yeah, it lasts.
Oh, I thought I go to 5-year-old kids to fix my phone. They fix it in like a couple seconds.
Yeah, you'd be amazed.
All day.
Yeah, my 9-month-old.
Let's try the 149 one.
Okay.
Can you sit me up in there like, let me see. New Tripoli, Orfield, in Schnecksville. Did that cover it?
Yeah. You said Allentown too, right?
I don't really care about Allentown anymore. It's a scrub hole.
Yeah, you're getting into a lower income area for sure.
I know all the big builders, Boyle and stuff. I do all the work for Jay King. Mm-hmm. He owns the Malamian Inn and all the He bought Weiss's out. That was his partner.
Okay. So are you still at the 7570 Buttercup Road?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get mail there?
Yeah. It's okay. It's a townhouse neighborhood.
Okay, I'm going to send a postcard there. It says Google on it. It's for this listing. And there's a little five-digit number on the back of it. We're going to call you and get that five-digit number when it comes to you in the mail.
Oh, that should be in about 4 days.
Yeah, it takes 3 to 5, it says on here.
Yeah, it's because the mailmen are so busy.
Yeah.
They get here late now.
Well, everything else we'll send to you via email, so that way it comes through instantly, but this one we have to actually mail it out to you. So this is only like postcard.
That's true,
or paper.
Yeah. Well, that's what Google always does. They mail them to you.
Yeah, exactly. What's your business email address?
I got two of them. abelock@verizon.net. That's an old one.
Okay.
I guess that's the main one.
Well, this is a write-off for you, so I want to make sure you get all the invoices for this listing. And then, is Scott short for anything? It's just Scott, S-C-O-T-T?
Yeah. What is that? Scott Crawley?
No, your first name.
Just Scott.
Yeah, just Scott. Okay, and your last name?
Crawley, C-A-W-L-E-Y.
C-A-W-L-E-Y. Okay.
Actually, my first name's Harry Scott, but I always go by Scott.
Okay, I'll always call you Scott, but just for the business profile, I want to make sure that we have your full name on there. So it's Harry Scott? Callie?
Just put H. Scott. H. Scott.
Okay, gotcha.
That's how I always do it.
All right, perfect. So let me update. Okay, so I got your business profile created, and then we're going to need to interview you for the profile, so that way we can customize it. I can have you in a client interview this afternoon if you want to jump right into it. I could do it between 6 and 7.
I can't really do it then. I'll be out.
Okay. What about tomorrow?
Okay, what's tomorrow?
The 27th, Thursday.
I got an appointment, a meeting at 5:30. That will be 2 hours or so.
Okay. I could schedule it between 4 and 5 tomorrow, like this time.
I'll be too busy. I'm going to a basic big thing tomorrow, so I have to be there.
It doesn't take an hour. It usually takes 20 to 30 minutes, but we just ask for that hour window in case.
What is
the call
tomorrow?
Goes over.
Tomorrow's Thursday, right? Yep.
Yeah, Thursday the 27th.
Okay, that's fine.
You want to do that?
A busy day. No, I can't do that tomorrow. It'll have to be Friday.
Oh, wow.
Or how about next week? Friday, I have a big job for a magistrate.
Well, we want to try to knock it out as soon as possible, so that way we can get you up there. You know, the sooner you're up there, the sooner you're going to get calls and opportunities. So.
Yeah, I don't need them that fast. I got to go along with my healing thing, so I'm just taking one job or two jobs a day.
Oh, okay.
See, everybody wants them done right away.
I know.
So, and I'm pushing me. I could work a whole day on one. There you go.
Well, I got 5 and 6 today. If you don't have 5 and 6 today, I have any time between 10 and 7 p.m. tomorrow, and then the same thing for Friday. I got 10 to 7.
So this week is really booked up for me. Can we do it maybe Monday or something? What other day do you have off?
Well, they have Saturday and Sunday off here. I'm also open on Friday. I can set you up if you have some time on Friday.
I have a big meeting on Friday.
Okay. Well, let's roll it over to Monday then. What's your schedule looking like the 31st, Monday? This coming up Monday.
I'm open.
Okay. I'm going to set it up between 10 and 11 a.m.
That's good. That's perfect.
Okay. And then I'm going to send an invitation to you on your email, but if you don't check your email, I'll just send over a text message to you at like 9 o'clock, like 1 hour before, to make sure it's still a good time for you.
All right, that's good. Or you can put it right on my phone.
Yeah, we'll text you 1 hour before.
Yeah, that's good.
So you'll get a text about 9 o'clock on Monday morning. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the payment of the $149. How did you want to secure the payment? You want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Let's wait till Monday, then I'll put it on.
Oh, well, we have to secure the position in order to take it off the board and give it to ABE Mobile Locksmith. and then we're sending that postcard out right away. So we're start working on it now, even though we're not client interviewing you until Monday.
Well, I don't have my cards on me, yeah. Oh, yeah, thanks. I would have to wait till Monday.
Okay. I thought when you were saying...
I'll just call you back then.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll send you a text message with my direct number and extension there, and then when you're ready to go, just give me a call, and then we'll launch your campaign for you. Like I said, if you compare it to HomeAdvisor, this will save you some money, and I'm sure you'll love it, so it'll be a better program.
Yeah, HomeAdvisors, I don't know how I got on there, but I'm on there.
Yeah, it's crazy, that system. It's expensive.
Yeah, it's a little hard. Well, put me a message through. I'll call you Monday.
Okay. I just sent over the text, and then I got you set for a call back on Monday, too.
Thank you, sir. I just got the beep.
Okay. All right,
Scott. I will call you on Monday. I've been a terrible spot right there. I don't do anything. So.
No, I understand. We're going to help you, though. We'll get you out of there. We just got to get you in front of the people who are looking for your help.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. You have a great weekend.
Yep. You too. Bye.
Bye.